the government excuses is that there's a lack of money and a lack of money within the Department of Education. But I mean, there is a huge rainy day fund that has been set aside by the government that this money could be allocated from, which isn't, in terms of the overall fund, isn't a lot of money that would be required to keep developing program on steam, and it actually would make sense, and there would be worthwhile projects that would be to be funded under.
And in terms of the projects within Donegal that have now been stalled, many of these projects have had to fight so hard to even get to this stage, so it's hugely disappointing for them.
Yeah, and it's a long drawn out process, and there's a lot of steps put in the process deliberately by the department to slow down the allocation of funding, so that projects don't arrive altogether at the point when they need funding. And you know, so, and the school boards have been patiently waiting and pushing and cajoling and trying to get them moved along. And now they left it, like, you know, for example, the Gaelscoil in Donegal Town has a contractor, as far as I know, the contractor is appointed and ready to go. And now the department has put the project on hold, which surely will make a difference in terms of the actual contract price as well, too. You know, so whether it will save money in the long run, it's very hard to know, and doubtful, I would believe. So I wonder really what is the motivation behind this and the department doing this. And we won't know we probably won't know at all, I suppose, because the department won't tell us. But I think there is money available in the department, and the Department of Finance needs to get their act together and make sure that these projects go ahead.